pulse to sort through the mess, or ease the anxiety, or awaken the slumbering possibilities of your life, while at the same time combating the daily press of your job situation, your relationships, your family, your body, your past, your future, and whatever else you want to throw in the mix, like, oh, I don't know, some sort of global super virus pandemic or something. The truth is, we're painfully ill-equipped for the storms and crashes that can happen to any of us. It's not like we want to be flailing around in the chaos. No one aches to be anchored to the same cycle of a toxic relationship, or a stifling career, or to the painful reminders of love, or failure, or fear that we know all too well. We just want to move our lives forward. We want to know how to live our lives without the mysteries and confusions and complication. In short, we want help to make life better. We just don't know where to find this help or how to make the right decision. When life starts going wrong, of course it would be a lot easier if you could simply ask Alexa, plot your next genius move, and smoothly tiptoe into the future with your devastatingly smart use of Amazon products on standby for whatever comes next. Playlist? Check. Alarm? Check. Dictionary definition? Check. How to handle your years-long burning resentments, or dream-crippling procrastinations, or need to make a life-altering decision on the fly? Damn it, Alexa, show me some love! Hey, maybe it's all in the diet. So perhaps I could interest you and a generous sprinkling of some tasty, ancient, comforting wisdom on your avocado toast in the morning to help you navigate the day. Yeah, no, not that either. It seems when we're most tested, we're least wise. The wisdom pantry is, unfortunately, mostly bare when you're starving for that all-knowing nutrient to help you powerfully take on whichever life-sucking situation is currently gnawing at the pit of your gut in any given moment. Apparently, you're supposed to make it up as you go along, in the vain hope that one day you'll eventually stitch together some kind of useful life skills to manage your troubles and keep you in good order for what's to come. In the meantime, get your struggle on, Susan. And oh yeah, keep that suffering silent. We're trying to be positive over here. Yet we've all had those days. Well, sometimes it's weeks or months. In some cases, it has lasted so long it's hard to see anything else. The shitstorms of life can become so persistent. They're just that. Life. The skies are grey, and that's just how it is. Bring your brolly. So we get on with it. None the wiser. None the wiser? But I am wiser from my life experiences. Not quite. If you think about it, I'm never going to do that again isn't really wisdom, is it? That can just be put down to good practice in life. My 5-year-old has that down already and he's 5. Nor is it a practice that applies to everything either. It's okay never to stick your hand onto a burning stove again, but the implications of never exposing yourself to love or opportunity or risk again can be devastating. You can become caged, trapped by your own doing, a dumbed-down, bored, scared-out-of-your-freaking-mind version of yourself. Not so wise now, huh? Simply put, you, like most people, take the completely wrong approach to both acquiring wisdom and then having it make a difference in the nitty-gritty of your life. Try on the idea you're looking for something to attach to your life, some insight or guidance or one-size-fits-all strategy that you can just plug in that will magically undo whatever shit show you're currently starring in. Let's set the record straight here. That's not how wisdom works. Defining wisdom. I define wisdom as a personal set of truths, a collection of perspectives that become the foundations of your thinking.